Hi, my name's Ryan Kruger. I'm the director of Fry Barry, and you're watching Don't Go Out There podcast.
In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Review Podcast. Just want to thank all our fans and listeners. We really appreciate it. Today, we are joined today by an actor, producer, and director with over 50 credits to his name and director of the new feature film, Fried Barry, Mr. Ryan Kruger. No relation to Freddy, though. Mr. Kruger, thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Cool, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, doing well. It's actually winter at the moment in Cape Town, so it's a little bit cold here.
Wow. Oh, man, it's burning up here in Florida.
It's ridiculous.
Can you tell us a little bit about what got you into filmmaking and the horror genre in particular?
I think it's just, when I was young growing up, my dad was, he was always making me, making me watch. My dad's a big film buff, so I just grew up with, going to that video shop, looking at all the VHSs. Mm-hmm. It was always going to the horror section and, checking out all those old school, great video covers. And, I'd just pick all those out. And so I think it just started at an early age, just watching all those, all those horror films. And I think the one thing that stood out in the 80s with horror films in general was the video covers. So you didn't even give a shit what it was about. You're like, oh, that looks cool. And you would just get it and you would, you'd rent it out. But kids these days, they wouldn't know, everybody's on Netflix now. I mean, when you're a kid, you used to go to the video shop, it would be like a Friday or a Saturday and your dad would be like, cool, we're gonna rent a video out. And then you would spend like 2.5 hours, at that video shop, just looking all the way through it, for hours, picking like five and just narrowing it down. And then your dad would say, all right, you can have two. And then it'll be like, oh my God. And then you just go and check those, those films out. So yeah, I think it was from that at an early age that I just loved all the, like the blood, guts and gore.
Yeah, absolutely. Silent Night, Deadly Night, Jason Goes to Hell and Sleepaway Camp 2 were always the ones that stood out to me, and they probably owe a lot of their success to those VHS covers. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I mean, it was just, I'm just trying to think of like some, at the top of my head, but I mean, yeah, it was just, those video covers has just got so many, just got you in there. I mean, and it was one of those things, growing up, it was either watching Nightmare on Elm Street or the Jason movies, and you would just sit there with your friends and you'd watch them all like over the summer holidays and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just a big part, of growing up.
Absolutely. So jumping right into it, your film Fried Barry actually started off as a short film. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so originally Fried Barry, I made a short 3-minute experimental film, which was literally an experimental film. So, I mean, there was no major narrative in it or anything. It was just about a heroin addict living in an abandoned building with his highs and his lows. And it was designed to make you feel uncomfortable. It was almost like a PSA. It's like, don't do fucking drugs. it was one of those. So you watch it and you'll be like, fuck, I'm never taking drugs after watching that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I saw that it's got over 100,000 views too in a year. So that's awesome, man. That was just on YouTube. I'm sure it's even higher with other, social medias and all that. Obviously, with the success of the short film, you've made it into a feature film. Can you talk a little bit about the progression there?
Yeah. So, I mean, what happened was after the, you know, after we finished the short film, we literally, you know, we literally took it to loads of festivals around the world and it just did really well. We had like 59 official selections. We picked up about 13 awards. And during this time going to all the festivals, we just started getting all this random fan art. And it was a bit weird because it was, you know, it's a short film, you know, and it was, I think people just loved that character and started, you know, just sketching all these pictures of Fry Barry. And it, so I kind of knew I was onto something there, but originally there was never ever a plan to make a feature out of Fry Barry. It was a standalone experimental film. And when I eventually did get the idea for Fry Barry for the feature, you know, it was just like, I know people are digging, you know, this, you know, the shorts and doing the fan art. So I'm definitely onto something. But I mean, the only, obviously, because the movie's about drugs and it stars Gary Green and it's called Fry Barry, that's the only main connection there, because obviously there was no story. So, and there was no alien, you know, anything to do with the short. So I had to think of the right story, the right character to make this movie, and also to get Gary Green to play Fry Barry. And as I said, it had to be the right story, right way to actually make the movie, because Gary Green is not a trained actor. So I knew I had to do it a certain way, or the film would just flop and just like fall.
Oh yeah, I read on IMDb that you didn't use a traditional script, and the film was written in 3 days as a scene breakdown. The dialogue and blocking was mostly improvised as well. I think that's amazing. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so what happened there was, I mean, this film came around like pretty quick. I mean, where I was at the time, I really wanted to make a feature, and I have been wanting to make a feature for, you know, quite some time now. So when I got the idea, I wrote a scene breakdown in 3 days of like about 50% of the movie. And it was very, very brief. It was like, Barry goes here, Barry goes there. And it was very brief. But it was still, you know, we shot the film over a year and a half. We only shot like 28 days. So there was still a lot of planning and everything that went into that. So the movie developed as we were going. And I wrote about 6 or 7 pieces of dialogue for the main dialogue in the movie. And everything else was improv'd. So all the actors, apart from those scenes that I wrote, those bits of dialogue that I wrote, you know, as I said, it was still planned. So we got on set and we were like, okay, so we've got this and we got that, and let's improv and see how it goes. And we workshop it right there on the day. And then when it came to Gary Green, he was probably the only one that, you know, what we didn't do the improv with. I had to work with Gary very close to get exactly what I wanted. And that's why I said it was so important, the way I made this film, to not have dialogue for Gary and him to mimic some of the other characters and stuff like that. So it was very, I had to work with him very, very closely throughout the process. But it was a lot of fun making a movie like this, and you don't really get to make movies like this. It's normally set in stone. So it was great to be in that moment and, you know, to improv with those actors and to come up with things and just being in the moment, you know, just being in the moment. And the great thing about that is that, you know, you'll be on set and I'll be like, oh, I've got this great idea, and then we can do it like right there and then. So even though, like I said, I wrote the 50% scene breakdown, the movie evolved as we were going. So we were like, there was some actors that we rapped, and then we were like, oh shit, you know what? It would actually be really good if we do another scene and we get them to come back. So the movie was developing as we were going. And as I said, we still planned, you know, every day with shooting. So for example, there was a supermarket scene, and there was like the guy giving away free samples of cheese, and then there was the checkout girl. So it was like, okay, we got the checkout girl, we got the guy giving away free samples of food. What could happen here? So Barry's with his wife, and you know, what could happen? So then you've got all the subjects and the content within the brief of the scene, and then you can improv it, and but that's where the magic comes. That's where those great ideas just come out of nowhere, and you go, fuck, let's do this. And sometimes we would do one take, and then the next thing we would be like, oh my god, we got a great idea, we got to do it. And then we'll shoot the new idea, and then we would all, you know, the whole crew, we just want to laugh because it's so funny. And then that was it. That was the right, it was the right, you know, it was the right way to do it. And it was the only way to make Fry Barry, to do it in this way. I mean, some people, you know, they go, you know, we wrote a script and it took 5 or 10 years to get the money and to be able to do it. And our turnover time from when I got the idea to when we were shooting literally was a month. So it happened super quick, super fast. But as I said, it took a year and a half to shoot. So, you know, it was still a very long process. And I think it's a better film because of the time that went by, because we had time to plan all these things that we wanted and needed. Because if we shot everything every single day and we had no time to plan, then it also wouldn't be nowhere near as good as of what we got.
Oh yeah. I just wanted to follow up real quick. You know, 2020 has been, quite a fascinatingly rough year. Did COVID-19 set you back any, or were there any things you had to overcome, or did it affect production at all?
Not really. No. I mean, the thing is that, and I've said this before, it's kind of been like a blessing in disguise for the online film festivals, you know, because majority of all the festivals are all online streaming. So obviously in a normal cinema, you'll get 20, you know, you'll get 250 to 300 people in the screening. So as it's my first feature film, you know, it would have been great to go to Fantasia and watch my film and speak to the audience and everything. It would have been awesome. It would have been so good. But at the same time, as I said, it's 250 to 300 people in the screening. So with the online streaming thing, like in Brazil, we had like 4,000 people watch the film. So, which is amazing. So there's way more feedback, way more people are actually watching your film. So it's actually pretty good. It just gets your film out there. I mean, at the end of the day, you make a movie and you want people to see it. So for 4,000 people to see it at just one festival is absolutely amazing.
Right. And, you know, Ryan, we discussed the VHS covers earlier and your dad being, you know, a film buff. I read you're particularly a huge fan of the 80s films. Hell, I am too. She's Bill and Ted 3 came out this weekend. So, but, you know, we see several references to those 80s films, such as, you know, E.T., Starman, Terminator, Alien, Indiana Jones, all personal favorites of mine as well, amongst others. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, again, it was, you know, it's one of those, because I was so influenced with like 80s movies and stuff, it was right. Just like, you know, I went out to make like a cult style movie. So people, I guess, like you guys and like myself, you know, we love those 80s films. So yes, it's cool to reference those movies and people pick up on it, you know, and that's what makes it just that little bit extra special, where you're like, oh, I know exactly where, you know, he got this idea from or that idea from. And you know, sadly, you know, kids these days, when they think of the 80s, I'm pretty sure a lot of them look at like Stranger Things and they go, oh yeah, it's like the 80s. And it's like, and you go, when we watch that, you can tell all the, you know, all the references that's in there. So it's just good to go back and to have those references of those great films, you know, that I love, and just have a little, you know, nod to them. And it just worked within the movie, and to have those like little Easter eggs in there.
Just a few other projects you've been involved with. Can you talk a little bit about Warrior and Bloodshot with Vin Diesel?
Yeah. So, Warrior, we shot that. I'm trying to remember when we shot now. I think it was last year or the year before. I don't know. Like this whole, pandemic thing has made my timeline now so messed up. So I just did a season one, and I just played this Irish barman, but it was really cool. I mean, I'm also a big fan of Bruce Lee. So for Warrior to be based on, you know, a story that Bruce Lee, you know, once had, and they adapted it, and Shannon Lee got involved, and all these people. So it was cool just to be a part of something like that. And it was a small reoccurring role, but it was just, it was cool to be a part of it. And then with Bloodshot, with Vin Diesel and Guy Pearce, I played a very small role in that, where it was like a, it was like one of those like memory scenes where it's keep cutting back, where he's trying to remember this person's face, and it cuts to like, I think it was like six or seven guys with the same wardrobe on. And I was like, I think in the credits, I'm like the Englishman or something like that. I don't know. And, but yeah, it was cool to be a part of it. More warrior than Bloodshot, but yeah, it was a cool experience. I mean, I was just chuffed that I met Guy Pearce. He's like such a cool actor. So it was nice to chat to him. And actually at that time, I had an early trailer of Fry Barry, which I showed him, and he really digged that. And he actually brought up one of my references, which was that Australian movie Bad Boy Bubby. So that was pretty cool.
Hey Ryan, is there anything else Fried Berry related you want to tell the audience, where they can find this film, when it's going to release, stuff like that?
Yeah, so Fried Berry's it's only going to get released next year, the beginning of next year. And right now, you know, it's hitting all the major festivals. So at the moment, it's at Fantasia for another, I think, another 4 days or so. So you must check it out there. And if you haven't seen the trailer, just type in Fry Barry, check it out. But it is hitting other festivals around the world. So it will play in many places where it's going to be streaming. So if, you know, during this whole pandemic, at least no matter where you are in the country, you can actually stream it and watch it at that festival. But yeah, other than that, just type in RyanKruger.tv or FryBarry.com or Ryan Kruger or Fry Barry on Instagram and Facebook, and we'll have details for new up and coming festivals where you can actually check it out.
Awesome, man. Hey, we really appreciate you joining us. Is there anything you want to shout out before we end this call?
No, I think that's it, man. And thank you so much for having me and talking about Fry Barry. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. We really appreciate your time. It was fun. I look forward to checking it out, man. It looks kind of like if you took one of the guys from The Hangover and put him in like a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a very crazy, wacky movie. It's one of those films where you'll either get it or you don't. You'll either love it or you'll hate it. So it's one of those, if you're into that sort of thing and you're not too squeamish, then you'll fucking love it. And it's I try to push those boundaries a little bit there. And, you know, it's designed to make you feel uncomfortable. It's designed for you to go on this journey. So yeah, it's a bit of a mixture of everything. You know, it's got a bit of sci-fi, a bit of horror, a lot of dark humor and comedy. And yeah, I think if anybody checks it out, watch it. And also you guys, let me know what you think once you've seen it.
Oh yeah, for sure. No problem.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, man.
Just want to remind everybody.